On a sadder note, the country's theatre community is in mourning today after the death of one of Canada's most skilled playwrights. David French died Sunday here in Toronto. He's best known for his plays about the Mercer family of Newfoundland, in particular Leaving Home and Saltwater Moon, both of which are still staged right across the country. And joining me now with more on the life and work of David French is our theatre clinic critic, Lynn Slotkin. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for coming
in. Hi, Laura.
Okay, so people who aren't theatre goers, right. Fill us in on David French. Who was he and what was his work about?
David French was a huge playwright in this country. He was born in a small town, a small little enclave in Newfoundland, and he moved with his family when he was a kid to Toronto. And he discovered that he wanted to be a writer when he was in, I believe, grade 8. With grade 8, he had no interest in school up until then. And he started to write, and he didn't stop writing. He wrote for television. He wrote for Razzle Dazzle, the kids' show. And then in about 1971, he saw a play at Tarragon Theatre, which was just starting up then. And he loved the play that he saw there, and he wrote to the artistic director, Bill Glasgow, and said, "Could you look at this play that I've written about this family in Newfoundland and see if you want to do it?" And the play was Leaving Home, and Bill Glasgow directed that play, put it in the first season for Tarragon, and Tarragon proved to be the spiritual and artistic home for many of David French's plays. He wrote about, as you said, the Mercer family. It's called the Mercer Family Cycle, and he wrote about this family of Mr. and Mrs. Mercer and their children who just happened to be living in a small enclave in Newfoundland, who then moved to Toronto. Is it autobiographical?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's autobiographical.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter. He wrote plays that anybody could recognize themselves in, or other people. That was one of his many, many beautiful, important contributions.
Leaving Home is listed as one of Oxford Dictionary of Theatre.
One of the most influential, one of the most world famous 1,000 plays that is considered to be influential. His other plays would make the top 100 in Canadian works. His plays, The Leaving Home, for example, after that initial Tarragon production, was done across the country by every single regional theatre, which was unheard of for a Canadian play. It's studied in school, it's studied in high school, universities. Canadian play? Are you kidding? Yeah, we're serious here. It was important. It was hugely important.
And why was it so appealing? Because it wasn't just important.
It was appealing because he wrote universally, and he wrote universally by writing very particular stories and plays. He wrote about this one family that came from Newfoundland and moved to Toronto and had all of their problems. And you had a son who was angry at his father. You had the angry father angry at his son. You had a mother who was the goalie. I mean, who tried to keep peace between all of them. We have all
typical family.
Exactly. We've all experienced it, and nothing is usual or unusual about it. And it didn't matter if you spoke the language or if you. Where you came from, every single person in that theater who ever saw his plays recognized what they were saying and took it to heart, because he always wrote from the heart. He was intelligent, and he wrote, his plays had this huge beating heart, fantastic.
And he is known for other works as well.
He was known for other works. We all know the Michael Frayn play called Noises Off, which was about the theater in Britain, etc. Huge success. Well, our own David French wrote Jitters 4 years before that, talking about the shenanigans going on in a theater company trying to put on a play. And he talked about universal questions of, oh, I got to go to New York City to become famous here. He wrote about these things before anybody else. He wrote mysteries. He wrote
translations,
yeah. All sorts of translations. He was a huge man of the theater. He never stopped working. I always loved seeing him in the theater because he made sure that everybody was quiet around
him. Yeah, that's a great story.
I mean,
tell us.
I mean, you see him in the theater, you know that everybody's going to be quiet, because if you were wrestling a program for any reason, he'd go up to you and tap you on the shoulder and told you to keep quiet. I mean, I loved him. He had the guts of a bandit. Terrific.
That's kind of lost now in the days of musical theater.
Yes, I know, and everybody's microphone
making all the
and
noise
stuff, you know.
You want, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes I sort of lose my temper and say, could you stop eating your potato chips here?
Yeah, can you watch what's going on stage?
Exactly.
Okay, what about a memorial for David French?
There is going to be a memorial. We just have this. The memorial will be on Friday, December the 10th at 2 p.m. at Metropolitan United Church, which is at Queen and Church Streets, and in lieu of flowers, make donations to the Writers' Trust. But at the celebration, there will be readings by actors, and it's being organized by Ted Dykstra, who directed most of David French's Soulpepper plays. Soulpepper, bless them, has done several of his plays and in a sense brought him back to a new audience. I thought that was terrific.
Okay. A big loss.
A terrible loss.
All right. We will post the info on the memorial on our website. Lynn Slotkin, thank you for joining
us. Thanks, Laura.
Lynn is Here and Now's theater critic.